The Week Ahead, sponsored by Tusculum Body Shop.
Tusculum Body Shop is Green County's oldest collision repair facility, local family-owned and operated and in business since 1963. They offer over 100 years combined experience teamed with the latest in technology and repair techniques to serve their customers. All of their repairs come with a limited lifetime warranty, and they accept all insurance and self-pay methods. They are conveniently located at 392 South Ruth Taylor Road between Highway 11E and Old Irwin Highway in Greenville. Come see them for all of your auto body needs.
Well, there was lots of activity around the Greene County Administration Center last week and more on Monday. That's the day the county clerk's office will open in their new location, Monday morning at 8 o'clock. That evening, the county commission meets Monday for the first time in the spacious Assembly Hall, the General Nathaniel Greene Assembly Hall, on the first floor of the renovated building. On Tuesday, the Greenville City Council will meet in the GEA building in the G. Thomas Love Boardroom. Also Tuesday, the Greene County Health Department providing free flu shots as they take part in the statewide 2025 Fight Flu Prevention effort, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the location at 810 West Church Street. The Tusculum University Community Band will play in concert at the Niswonger Performing Arts Center. Heritage in Harmony, celebrating music from around the world, will be Tuesday evening at 7. No admission charge, no tickets are required. Public voting for Main Street Greenville's 16th annual Scarecrows of Maine is continuing through Wednesday. The display area includes that 18-block downtown area known as the Main Street District, along with Main Street from the 11E bypass to Crescent School. All entries will be on display to the public until November the 1st. Contact Main Street Greenville or go to their website to vote. Observers during the week that was reported a bright flash that appeared, light green or light blue, that lasted for several seconds. Well, October is the peak of the annual Orionid meteor shower, which typically produces 5 to 6 meteors per hour. The Orionids are known to be one of the best meteor showers for viewing because of the brightness and the fast speed. The Orionid meteor shower will peak on the night of October 22nd, that's Wednesday night. For the best viewing, experts suggest finding a spot away from city limits and look straight up around midnight. They say you should give your eyes at least 30 minutes to adjust to. During the week ahead, guests can enjoy the Halloween season with another delightful rendition of Edgar Allan Poe and Other Haunted Stories in the Woods. It'll be on the grounds of the Doak House Museum at Tusculum University. The annual production returns with performances Friday and Saturday at 6:30 both evenings. Don't forget, you can catch all of our news on air daily and online at your convenience at WGRV.com. Radio Green will continue our local news once daily for free to your email inbox. Sign up at WGRV.com/headlines. And for breaking news on your phone, text news to 423-340-5050. For the week ahead, sponsored by Tusculum Body Shop, I'm Bobby Ryder, Radio Greenville News.